Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Podcasting Network. I am here to start the 12th season of our podcast, which is amazing to me. I'm here, of course, with JJ Sefton, my partner and friend and co-podcaster. Well, it's been a busy few days, so let's get into it. Sefton, how are you doing?
Doing okay, hanging in there. It's cool and kind of dank here in southern Wisconsin. It's sort of like London weather at this type of year, where the dampness gets into your bones. But other than that, we're doing okay. We're hanging in there, and my asshole governor Tony Evers is throwing his support and his weight behind suspected pederast and criminal from Minnesota, the state next door to us. Waltz, but that's to be expected, of course. And speaking of which, some major stuff happening over the last day or so, or yesterday, I think, or maybe the day before in Minnesota, where an ICE agent had to take out and shoot a psychopath who was attempting to mow down ICE agents in her car while they were performing their duty. And of course, the left is all up in arms claiming it's murder. I mean, please give me a break.
And it's so obviously not murder. And I don't think that she was necessarily thinking. And by the way, what her thoughts are trivial and meaningless. It's her actions that count. But I don't think that her intent, I'm guessing, but I don't think her intent was to kill the ICE agent. But she was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and she did something stupid. And trying or in the car while the car is running down an agent of the federal government is a recipe for disaster. And the disaster, unfortunately for her, was her death. Did the ICE agent do something wrong? No, I don't think so. These things happen ferociously quickly. And expecting him to make the absolute perfect decision and to act in the absolute perfect manner is ridiculous. I think that any rational view of that video will suggest that he was in fear for his life and he fired on her. If I were on that jury, and I've already seen the video 50 times, and the jury's not going to see anything else. But if I were on that jury, I would not suggest that that he be charged with anything, much less be threatened with jail. It's a bad thing. I think that the violence is coming primarily from the overwhelmingly from the left, and I think they need to stop this. Sadly, the killing of this woman, I've forgotten her name, and actually it doesn't really matter, I don't care. The killing of this woman might cause more violence, but I think that there are a large number of those protesters will think twice before they jump in front of cars. And that's a good thing. So perhaps her death will calm the waters just a little bit. What do you think?
Well, this is Minnesota, and Minnesota, as you may recall, 5 or 6 years ago, was a state where a thug who was resisting arrest had to be subdued by a police officer. And the police officer, unfortunately, in the act of trying to restrain this fiend, the fiend died. I'm talking, of course, of what's his name? I don't even want to remember his name. He had swallowed his stash of drugs, and he had also been caught for trying to pass counterfeit money at a store, and he was resisting arrest. And they claim that the police officer, Derek Chauvin, that put his knee on his neck. And when you look at the video, that didn't happen. And the coroner's report, which was completely buried, showed that the perp died of heart failure. And he had serious medical problems on top of it. So they're going to try to turn this into an attempt to railroad this ICE agent. I can just see it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're right, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think that America is 5 years past what happened to George Floyd.
Floyd,
and Derek Chauvin was railroaded. Was he a good cop? I don't know, but apparently he acted according to his training, and it is obvious that George Floyd died of other causes. But Derek Chauvin is the sacrificial lamb, and you know the left got him. And unfortunately,
And
there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it was a state crime, and the president cannot do anything about a man in a state penitentiary.
right. And as
His
I suggested this morning, I would like for President Trump to, I mean, Ace, our fearless leader at Ace of Spades, has suggested invoking the Insurrection Act, which, considering the rhetoric coming from not only from average people, which is bad enough, but from supposed leaders such as of the Democrat Party and the left, like Fry, like Waltz, like Chuck Schumer, basically declaring ICE to be stormtroopers and Nazis, and going after innocent people, and Donald Trump being the equivalent of Hitler. This all of this does is inflame, if that's the case and people want to believe that what happened yesterday is certainly is to be expected, and this is not a lone incident. ICE
Well, the
reports that
suggested
many,
what you're talking about is terrifying when you think about it. Walz is
yeah.
talking about mobilizing the Minnesota National Guard to, quote, protect, unquote, the people of Minnesota. That happened. Let's see. When was that? 1861, I believe, when a
Yeah.
state decided that their military should fight the federal, you know, I mean, what do you call it? United States of America. South
Yeah.
Carolina decided they were going to fight the United States of America, and they lost. And in the meantime, 600,000 people, you know, before that happened, we were in a massive political problem, United States,
Yeah.
slavery and states' rights and so on and so forth. But South Carolina punched our buttons. And 600,000 Americans die because of it. And if Minnesota is trying to be the catalyst for a second civil war, I think it's a terrifying idea. And I think they'll lose. I don't think that this will expand into a second civil war, even if Walz mobilizes the National Guard in Minnesota. But
Well,
by the way,
all Donald Trump has to do is basically federalize the
federalize them.
National Guard, and that's game, set, and match right there.
But the, you know, the historical record is clear. These are not easy things to do, and they cause huge problems down the line. If anybody wants to revisit the Civil War, I think they're nuts, because it would be far uglier today. And Walz is, you know, he's floundering too, because he is under tremendous pressure because of his support for the massive Somali fraud that's been going on in Minnesota for years. I read today, I think, that he was referred for criminal charges
Yes, by the
because of this.
DOJ. And
Yeah,
he's
see,
already withdrawn his candidacy for re-election of governor. And you don't do that unless you know full well that people behind the scenes, if you're not smart enough, are telling you, get the hell out now before you blow up the whole Newton match. He's up to his neck in this. He definitely took graft money from the Somalis
Listen,
as did Jacob
I don't
Frey,
know that
as
he
did
did. It doesn't matter.
Klobuchar.
It doesn't matter. He turned a blind eye to it. Even if he has no financial link to them, he has a political link to them. He turned a blind eye to massive fraud of both the people of Minnesota and the people of the United States of America. And for
Well,
that, he should go to jail.
Keith Ellison, the attorney general, the Muslim attorney general of Minnesota, I believe, has been implicated in actually taking graft
Oh,
from the
good.
Somali. So that, I mean, hopefully, I read that either at Legal Insurrection or the National Pulse. So go to those two websites and search for it. They're both excellent sites anyway. But oh boy, amazing or not amazing.
It's amazing to me that these people acted with impunity. They thought they would never get caught. They thought that was the status quo. And it would have been, you know, if anybody other than Donald Trump had won in 2024, I don't think, even another Republican, I don't think that anything would have happened. But Donald Trump has energized the alternative media, which actually right now is not the alternative media. That is the media.
We are the media, my
We
friend.
are the media. Yeah.
Hello.
And and X, or what used to be called Twitter, has been re-energized into an incredible forum. Hell, there's a hell of a lot of lunacy on X, and if anybody wants to dip their toes into that, make sure you
Sure.
take a shower afterward. But it also serves a tremendously powerful purpose, and that is to expose exactly what happened in Minnesota and probably is happening in all 50 states.
Yes, we know for sure it's California is up to its neck in it. That's way that shoe is waiting to drop. I think Ohio is another state where it's ready to drop. And as we mentioned on the last podcast, but speaking of the media, this I forget his name. Jacob, is it Jacob Shirley who did
It's
the
something
expose
Shirley.
of
Yeah,
the film?
I don't think it's. Is it
I think
Jacob?
it was James Shirley, maybe
Something like that.
James Shirley, and of course James O'Keefe from
Yeah.
Project Veritas.
But he's been doing it
These
for years.
been doing it for years, and God bless these. And of course, they're being reamed as liars and propagandists and you name it. So, which is, that's just revolting in the
Nick
extreme. But
Shirley. His
Nick
name is
Shirley,
Nick
excuse me,
Shirley. Yeah.
Nick Shirley. So, God bless them. Keep it up, fellas, and keep your heads down because, they're gonna come after you with everything they got.
It's amazing.
Yes. And it's just so that's going on. And you are right. I mean, it's an ugly situation. It's, there is a the rhetoric that is being pumped out and has been being pumped out ever since Donald Trump, let's face it, 10, 11 years ago almost, came down the escalator at Trump Tower in 2015. It is just out of control. And it is just literally labeling people Hitler, Nazis, white supremacists, and so on and so forth. And they have a mouthpiece and they have a willing, megaphone in the formerly mainstream media, now the propaganda media, and of course in Congress, whenever a Democrat gets up to the podium or is in a chamber, is in a, somewhere, they blast this crap out that ICE are destroying our communities, people are living in fear. And so when you put that out there, people who don't know better or who should know better, perhaps, just take it upon themselves to believe it, and then they go get in their cars or get grab bricks, grab Molotov cocktails or guns and hurl them at police officers, ICE agents, or the most convenient Jew on any campus you can find to get rid of them. So there it is. And this is the situation. So Donald Trump, the president, must step in and squash this. Find the source of the funding, if indeed this woman did not act alone, or find out wherever this is coming from, is to do whatever he can to really to squash this, because it will be our undoing if we don't stop this.
I agree. It's fascinating though. You talked about Donald Trump coming down the escalator in 2015. I don't think he had any idea how bad it was, and I think that the lack of relative success compared to this term of his first term supports my contention that he had no idea how bad America had become. He entered the White House in 2017 with the idea that his management skill would be able to overwhelm whatever bad things were going to happen were happening. And
Yep.
he
He
was wrong.
naively believed,
Yeah,
he
he was
naively
wrong.
believed that he believed that the Democrats were not the end, not just his enemies, but America's enemies, and believed them to be mere political rivals who
Yes.
would play by the same rules. And that
Exactly.
was really
Exactly.
very naive of him
And he also didn't
and many
realize
people.
That the structure of the federal and many state governments is essentially to perpetuate the fraud and to perpetuate graft. I don't think he realized that, and I'll be honest, I didn't think that either. But now I realize that that is the case. Is the
Absolutely.
federal government built only to allow the graft to flow? I don't think so. But the structure of it has been manipulated for so many years that it's just too damned easy. And we see it in Minnesota. And by the way, a lot of that is federal money. So let's not pretend that this is a a purely state issue. That's a federal issue. That a lot of that money is coming out of our pockets.
Absolutely.
And Minnesota is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure it's happening in Maine with the Somali community there. I'm sure it's happening in California, as you pointed out, in Ohio, as you pointed out. It would be nice to pretend that the red states don't have that problem. I don't believe that, because in every red state there is a blue enclave.
Yes, and it's, I mean, in Minnesota, we have a there's a red representative. His name is Tom Emmer, and he's not doing well. Finally, he's sort of doing something and making the right noises, because I think he was sort of maneuvered and embarrassed into doing it because he has to save his own political neck for the next election. But as the great William Shakespeare said, the fault lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. And yes, there may be corruption, and corruption may be the system or part of this, or have corrupted the a better a good system. But if people are willing to go along with it just to sort of get elected, regardless of what party they're in, or to enrich themselves, let's face it, it does happen regardless of your affiliation, then that is a failing of morality and ethics, and that's something that has to be dealt with internally or somehow, or by criminal prosecution, by sending the bastards to jail for long stretches. Pour encourager les autres, as they say in French.
I hope that Walz goes to jail, but I hope that more than Walz goes to jail. But it's important. I think that the tides, well, okay, I'm being optimistic, but I think that the tide is turning. I think that America is so disgusted by the hugeness of the fraud in Minnesota that they're unwilling to put up with it. Now, the people of Minnesota might very well put up with it. In fact, I'll bet you that their governor in a year is going to be a Democrat.
More
What do
than
you think?
likely, I believe. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
Isn't what's her name, Klobuchar, that who
Oh,
eats her
God.
freaking food with her for the comb or whatever, that
Yeah.
disgusting bag? She's supposedly running for governor of Minnesota, which is
Yeah.
weird because isn't she a senator? That's kind of isn't that a step down? Or I guess maybe it's a move to get closer to the graft machine. So what can I tell you?
Yeah.
That that's just it's ridiculous. But you're right. Obviously, Minnesota has a party, a Democrat-affiliated party. It's called the Democrat Farm Labor Party, which is essentially a socialist slash communist party, and it's quote a progressive, whatever you want to call it. But their roots are American communism that goes back 100 years, and all of the characters who populate that government, the state government, and to extent the national seats, have to be approved by and by the DFL party, and so that just it's a really messed up situation.
It goes, as you say, it goes back a very, very long time. Minnesota occasionally voted in national elections for the Republican, but if you look at their history,
Yes.
it is one of progressive. I mean, they prefer to consider themselves progressive, not socialist.
Yeah, well,
But that's a distinction without a difference.
what's in a name?
Yeah,
Speaking of Shakespeare,
yeah.
I mean,
Well,
my God.
speaking of socialists, we have some interesting goings on in a country just to our south called Venezuela. I just wrote about this on Ace of Spades actually this morning. I posted it just a few minutes ago. So the Trump administration, the United States of America, decided that the narco-terrorism emanating from Venezuela and their socialist dictators was too much to tolerate. And as everyone knows, we went in, grabbed Maduro and his wife, and got out, and killed a bunch of Cuban guards on the way, which is fine with me, by the way, and then got out without with the loss of essentially nothing. It was a marvelous operation, and it was a shot across the bow of the rest of South America, which I think is very, very interesting. The question from my perspective is, what are we going to do next? I do not think that the freedom and liberty of the Venezuelan people is the most important thing that we can do in Venezuela. I think that MAGA is a far more important goal. America First is a far more important goal than the freedom of the people of Venezuela. If, in furtherance of our goals, we can free them, that's wonderful, but it's a bonus. I don't think that we need boots on the ground. I don't think that we need to spend a damned penny of the American taxpayers' money. And we certainly don't want to get involved in any sort of civil war in Venezuela. Should we support the freedom-loving Venezuelan people? Absolutely. Should we emasculate the socialist dictatorship? Absolutely. But boots on the ground? No.
Yes,
and
agreed.
Spending our money? No.
Yeah. Agreed. And on those, on that note, on a positive note, we have seized several oil tankers from Venezuela that were bound for who knows where, Russia, China or who knows where. And President Trump has said that we will now, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad, we will now sell that oil and run the oil industry from that country so that the money can then go back to the Venezuelan people and try to fund their freedom, which is not a bad idea in theory anyway. In practice, I don't know how we do that without getting a little bit messy, certainly not boots on the ground. On another positive note, the shot across the bow seems to be working because I understand this leftist president of Colombia is now coming and agreeing to have a meeting with President Trump. And he's kind of shaking in his boots a little bit.
Yeah,
and he's gotten the message.
Yeah, didn't he shoot his mouth off about, the people of Colombia will protect me, you will never get me, that kind of crap?
Some kind of crap like that, but he's now whistling a very different tune, saying he'll come meet with the president, he'll talk to him, and so we'll see what comes of that. That would be, I mean, so far, Latin America is turning into a reverse domino theory between Nayib Bukele, between Cast in Chile, with Maduro gone, and so on and so forth. Boy, how wonderful will it be if the Castro regime, after 70 almost years, finally disappears and Cuba Libre for once. That would be a lovely, glorious thing.
Well, without the support of Venezuela and without the cheap Venezuelan fuel going to Cuba, I don't know how they can survive.
Exactly.
They have a comprehensive terror state. They have a surveillance state that is probably even more comprehensive than that of Venezuela and Iran and so on, because they've been building it for so very, very long.
And it's built on the Russian and red Chinese model.
But it is important, national security-wise,
to keep the red Chinese out of our hemisphere.
Absolutely.
And getting Maduro is a step in that direction.
No. I'm not arguing the point. And I think that it's fascinating that Cuba might very well be the next go. I just think it's going to be very, very difficult. I've read that the Venezuelan military is structured so that there really is no cohesive force, that it's, there are apparently more than 1,000 generals and they have their little fiefdoms and it's simply for the graft to move into their private accounts. So they can't, they can't get the top 20 of them to get together and depose Rodriguez, who's the previous vice president, now the president of Venezuela. So it's designed not for the defense of Venezuela, rather the defense of the Communist Party of Venezuela and the ruling junta, which is fine with me. And I think that the American military demonstrated very, very well that, playing with Russian and Chinese military hardware is cute, but American hardware will beat it any day of the week. They were blinded by the countermeasures that the United States used. They had no idea what was happening. There was a funny
anecdote that right before the operation, some idiot in Venezuela, maybe it was even Maduro, was crowing how, wow, we have this incredible anti-aircraft technology that was given to us by the Iranians. And look what it did for the Iranians. No more nuclear weapon sites and other area. They got totally plastered by the USAF and the Israeli Air Force. Gee, that's a real pants wetter there.
Anyway, what I wrote at Ace of Spades and also on Kutchip Newsletter was that the The freeing of the Venezuelan people is a bonus, but it cannot be the primary goal. The primary goal must be the defense of the United States of America, ending the narco-terrorism, ending their interference in domestic affairs in the United States. And if we can satisfy those requirements while freeing the Venezuelan people, wonderful. I think that's great.
Agreed. Agreed. Absolutely.
And
Ditto Iran.
I
Same
was
thing.
just about to say, ditto Iran. Yeah. They
Iran is,
it's
they are on, they
it's getting
really are on the
nastier and
run.
nastier in Iran.
Yes.
The there are credible reports, although I'm not sure that they're 100% accurate, but there are credible reports that the security apparatus in some cities is essentially laying down their arms
Yes, I saw
and
that.
announcing, and announcing that they are with the people. What how that's going to play out is fascinating. You know, they're crowing about the, you know, Shah Jr., you know, the Pahlavi Jr. You know, who the hell is he? You know, he's been outside of Iran most of his life. Do they really need a monarchy? I don't know. And you know something? If it becomes a soft leftist democracy, I don't care. I don't care if they bring in the Shah, the new Shah. I don't care if they bring in a parliamentary government. It doesn't matter to me. As long as they are not the world leader in terrorism, it's okay. Whatever they want to do is fine with me.
Absolutely. I mean, let the Iranian people decide what kind of government they want. And please, dear Lord, hopefully it's not going to be another Islamic state, because that will be a disaster. And I have a
Yes.
feeling the bulk of the Persian people do not want that. They've had enough of that. And certainly the younger generations have had their fill of it too.
Yeah.
So they saw what it brought, and it brings women who show a little bit too much ankle. You get the shit beat out of you, or worse, thrown into Evin prison and gang raped or killed.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward
Absolutely.
to a boring several months, but that's not going to happen. I don't think that Donald Trump is going to slow down this year. I think that if anything, he's going to consolidate his wins and try to expand them. Now, what's going on with Greenland? I mean, that's just insanity. We're not going to invade Greenland. This is, I mean, unless Donald Trump is a lunatic, and I don't think he
No,
is. I think he's
no.
trolling. He's simply trolling the rest of the world, in particular, the EU and the leftists in the United States. We're folks. We're not going to invade Greenland.
Yeah.
It's just a silly, silly idea. Can we buy it from Denmark? Well, that might be interesting.
There was, I mean, I remember late last year, when all this sort of was heating up, then when it sort of calmed down a little bit, there were actually credible reports that there was some interest between the Danes and the Americans of sitting down and discussing, what, and the Greenlanders. There are actually people that do live there. I assume they are Danish citizens. I don't know if it is an independent country or it is just a sort of a colony of Denmark, but they wanted to discuss their future. And perhaps to have the United States take it over, however that would happen, which is, if it's done legitimately, certainly it is a strategic area, and obviously it borders the North Pole, and the North Pole borders Russia, and it's, we it's it is it, you know it is definitely it's in our it is we border it to our north with Canada. I mean, it is definitely in our interest to have that perhaps in our sphere of influence. Not, and to certainly deny it to the Chinese, who I think are hot and horny to invade it if they had the chance. That is, if they don't invade Taiwan first, and the Russians have always tried to sort of sneak across the North Sea to sort of plant bases there as well, because it is a strategic location.
But I mean, you know, the people are talking about how it's going, you know, the rare earth metals and oil and all that. Like, come on, just calm the fuck down. It's
Exactly.
we need a couple of military bases in Greenland and maybe some submarine bases in the north so we can patrol the Arctic Ocean. That's all we need.
Yeah, and I think we do have them anyway. I think there
Yeah,
are
we
some
probably do.
American outposts there. So
Yeah.
anyway,
Yeah. But I think it's
legitimately.
but I really do believe that it's Donald Trump trolling more than anything else. It's
Could very well be. Why
yeah,
not?
is it a pressing issue in geopolitical affairs? No.
No.
Absolutely not. So, One of the
Indeed.
interesting things is, you look at most maps, and these are Mercator projections, or the typical map that shows Greenland as this monstrous island. It's not. It really isn't. If you look at a globe, it's a hell of a lot smaller,
Yeah.
which amuses the hell out of me.
Whip out your old Replogle globes, people old enough to remember that brand name, and dust it off and give it a spin.
I wonder about the population. Hold on, I'm going to look up the population of Greenland.
Well, probably like what, 1,000?
I think it's like 25,000
Maybe?
people, something like that. Hold
25,000?
on,
Who
let's
knows? Yeah.
see.
Well,
Oh, bingo.
Nunivad is the capital. What is that? Who knows?
Yeah, so it's broken up into five municipalities. The biggest one is 24,000 people. Total population in 2020 was 58,000. 2022 estimate is 58,000 people. So,
You could fit the Somali population of Minnesota there. There you
hey,
go.
now there's an idea.
They can go grift some Greenland lutefisk,
That's fantastic.
or
That's a
not.
great idea. I love it. All
There you
right,
go,
let's do it.
Brofo. There you go, baby. Off you
Marvelous.
go.
Anyway, so what else is going on? What else is Donald Trump doing to piss off the left?
Well, I think we talked about this. I don't really have any hard numbers in front of me, but the economy, I think, is primed for a bit of a comeback, and hopefully, but right, good timing, as we start the whole 2026 midterm season. So that's good. We had a couple of interesting things. Who was it? There was one Republican congressman who passed away, and then now Steny Hoyer has announced that he's retiring. That criminal bastard from
Yeah, but
Maryland. So
that's a
that's good.
safe Democrat district. We're not gonna pick
True.
that up.
Unfortunately, true.
Yeah.
Maryland is, yes,
Yeah.
a people's republic, but there you go.
So speaking of the economy, the San Francisco Fed released a study recently that tariffs may actually lower inflation, which I thought was very interesting. Now, the idea that they're going to increase inflation, I thought was a stupid premise in the first place,
Yes.
because it's essentially a tariff is a one-time increase. It's not an increase that multiplies month by month or year by year. So it will, at worst, will increase inflation temporarily. But now they're suggesting that tariffs may lower inflation, which I think is a wonderful thing to hear. Is it true? Who the hell knows? You
Right.
know, I'm
Well,
so suspicious of the Fed right now that they are so hyper politicized that I take pretty much everything they say with many, many grains of salt.
exactly. And
But
President Trump, unfortunately, I mean, I know on the heels of his great orange fleet that he announced a couple of weeks ago,
oh, God.
he's now talking about $1.5 trillion to make to add to our defense budget. And I'm going, do we really need that? I mean, hey, come on, Mr. President, really? If you're going to
Yeah.
beef up ICE by whatever, a few hundred million, a billion, why not? Okay, great. Drive the left crazy, but I don't know.
Yeah, he has these anti-democratic impulses that I find unpleasant. He just announced that he's going to cancel defense companies' dividends and stock buybacks until they crack the whip and start producing more efficiently and faster. I don't know what the hell that means. I cannot imagine a law that would allow him to do that, nor should it. What we need is more competition in the defense sector. And I think that the United States government, well, the Department of War, funding smaller companies to see if they can supplant the large sclerotic defense companies is a good idea. But the idea that they can manipulate the internal business of these companies is ridiculous. So.
Yeah, or if there is indeed a private sector investment firm or a private firm that wants to get into defense contracting, let them go out there and have a bank or an equity firm fund them, and then compete for the same government contracts with everybody else, like everybody else does. And hopefully, you won't get the typical the typical politicians in your pocket and having to go groveling to them on K Street to to do that, which is unfortunately, the as we all know, that's what it's all about, is getting a politician in your pocket to go after contracts. So
So one
anyway.
of the things that I'm very pleased with is, and I've spoken about this, we've spoken about this before, is RFK Jr. And they just came out with a modified food pyramid that I think is a pretty rational response to the insanity of the last 40 years, which has pushed high carbohydrate, low protein, low fat eating on the American people. And coincidentally, perhaps, or causative, perhaps, we've gotten really, really fat. So this is a shot across the bow of the, the traditional food companies in the United States who were pushing HFCS and cheap but probably unhealthy foods that are high in carbohydrate. So it's a good thing. I think one of the other things they did was decrease the number of vaccinations that they are recommending for kids or and infants, which is also a good thing. I think it should be, by and large, up to the parent, except for the obvious ones that should be pushed really, really hard. You know, measles and mumps and well, smallpox is dead. Those are the diseases that have excellent vaccinations available to the American people. They're, it's a no-brainer. But the weird ones, come on, come on. Pushing
Well,
COVID
COVID,
vaccines on
geez.
children?
Right.
Fuck
And that
off.
stupid nonsense for girl, the whatever it is, I don't know if it's what was
HPV?
that? HPV,
Yeah, but
that's the
I think
hoax.
they're still
Son of
recommending
a.
that, which really pissed me off.
Yeah, that's a total
Oh, yeah,
sham.
here's your 6-year-old daughter. She needs to take this vaccination against a sexually transmitted disease. Go fuck yourself. It's
Well,
none of
the
your
only time
goddamn
she's going to get a
business.
sexually transmitted disease is when a Muslim rape gang rapes her, but that's another story. I mean, yeah,
Well,
that's ridiculous. But and the other thing is about vaccinations. Yes, it's. I mean, also the scheduling of them. Do kids like 6-year-old kids or 5-year-old kids really need to have 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 of these vaccines on the same day in the same arm? I mean, come on, guy. Can't we just spread them out a little bit? I mean, that's just, common sense to me. And that is what was a concern about the people who are yelling about autism. And there may very well be a link in doing all these massive doses all at once, but whatever, be that as it may.
yeah,
On
the
RFK.
biomedical research simply has not been done well enough to find a definitive link. And it should be done. I think it's important, but
It
biomedical
was
research is extraordinarily difficult to do rigorously. And there's so much
the whole
crap research
controversy
being done
over.
out there that, again, I'm very, very suspicious. I'm suspicious of the FDA and the CDC, just as I am suspicious of the Fed. And
It
that's a
was the
sad thing.
the
Maybe it's not a
controversy
sad thing.
was this controversy was a something called thimerosal, which was like a preservative for these vaccines, which that was the
Yeah,
that's what
that's
they
been
thought
gone
the
for
link was,
years.
but it's gone. All right, good. But anyway, you're right. The government, and look what they've done because of all the graft, the grift, and all the craziness, and also the insubordination with Donald Trump, especially over his first term. It is right to be suspicious, unfortunately, of agencies and people that at once we thought we could trust to protect us, both our security and our national security and our personal safety. And now it's, because of politics, that's all out the window, sadly.
I don't know. I said sadly, but maybe trusting government isn't such a good thing. We're a high trust society, which is changing radically, obviously.
Yes.
But maybe that should not be the status quo, at least in terms of our trust of government. The founders certainly did not trust government. They structured our government to minimize its ability to fuck us over.
Hence the Second Amendment, people. Hence the Second Amendment. Just a little flashing little reminder there, my friends. But anyway, not that I'm telling you to go do anything, please. But
No, no,
there you go.
no, no. That's fine. just, buy weapons and buy ammo and get good at them, be good at shooting.
Absolutely.
It's also really fun. So, anyway.
And I think I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for this episode. I unless there's
Yeah.
something else that is.
Well, I saw one thing in the news that and I saw it and I thought of you. There's a bar in Brooklyn.
That's my
Apparently,
home, my stomping ground.
yeah, I know. And let me find the name of it. I'd forgotten.
I think I know what you're talking. They got their 90th anniversary, I think.
No, they just got bought up by
Something.
a like by
Oh.
a big New York restaurant group, and they're going to keep it exactly the same way.
Good.
Damn it, I can't find it.
That's
Oh
all
well.
right.
Yeah.
That's okay, but that's good. I know one. There was an old. I used to live around the corner from a place called the Minetta Tavern, which is an old, wonderful, was an old, wonderful New York bar and eatery, brasserie, whatever you want to call it.
I want to tell
Really
you a
a.
story about the Minetta Tavern. Go ahead.
And years ago, it was bought out, and I remember walking by it, and I saw they were renovating it. I was saying, "Oh shit! Hope they don't change it." And they have all these beautiful, wonderful murals on the wall. And when they reopened, I walked in not knowing what to expect, and they kept everything. And all they did was do a couple of tweaks to the menu, and I was so overjoyed that they just left everything. And it looks like if you walk into it, it's like you're stepping back in time to the 1920s or 1930s, and it's a wonderful thing.
So a long time ago, in a different life, I sold Christmas trees on the streets of New York City. And it was a lot of fun. And I remember going to Minetta Tavern because I was right around the corner from there. And we'd go in for a late dinner. We'd sit at the bar and
Yep.
get a bowl of pasta or something like that. And the one of the bartenders I would see almost every time I went there, just a great guy. This, probably back then, he might have been 50 or 60 years old. And anyway, so Christmas Eve rolls around, and I had a big wad of cash in my pocket. I'd done very well, and I tipped him at the end of the meal. And he looked at me and told me I was a schmuck, and he handed me the tip back. It was a big tip, and he said that, "Well, you're a student, keep your money." And I thought, wow, that's New
Now
York.
I'm going to double your tip.
Yeah.
I
Well,
know.
I was intimidated, but I will always
Right.
remember that. And that was
Very
Minetta
nice.
Tavern, and it was this great old time Italian restaurant, just off McDougal Street, as Sefton just said, just off McDougal. Great, great place, and it was bought up by one of the big New York restaurant groups. And I think one of the few changes they made was put a spectacular burger on the menu.
Yes, I have very wonderful fond memories of that burger, that
So
and
you
a
so
steak.
post
Yes.
so so you've had the new burger. I have
I've
not.
had the new burger, and also they kept a lot of their old Italian classics, obviously, but it's just
Okay.
a beautiful old place. And if you're
Yeah.
ever in the city, we can highly recommend it. It's a wonderful place to grab a bite and grab a drink.
So
If you happen to be wandering around Mom Donnie's Manhattan,
yeah.
which
Yeah.
I hope not.
That was my old
But of
stomping
course, if
ground,
you're white
that
and
part of
own
the
pro of
village.
course, if you're white and you own property, we're going to confiscate your property from
Yeah.
you.
So this bar I'm talking about is called the Montero Bar and Grill, and it's on Atlantic Avenue near the river, near the waterfront.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
Do you
it's right
remember
by.
it?
Yes, I do know it. Yes, I do
Oh,
know of
okay.
it. I think they just had their 90th anniversary.
Yeah, 90
That's it.
years old, and they, as I said, they
Wow.
were bought up by a one of the New York restaurant groups, and the guy
Studio, who
says
knows
he's
them?
not going to change it, except he's going to fix up the kitchen because apparently they stopped grilling a long time ago, which I think is great.
Exactly.
Yeah,
And probably a couple of rats got caught, and who the hell knows? But anyway, wonderful.
yeah.
That's good to hear. It's good that old places like that still that they're still there. Unfortunately, Mom Donnie's New York is. Let's hope that cancer passes. But it's a shame. It's a real shame.
Yeah. Hopefully New York will notice that Mamdani is both an unrepentant communist and Islamist and a fucking clown. He really doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Now, the problem is that in New York, you can cause a huge amount of damage even without knowing what the hell you're doing.
Right.
But
And the
we'll
city
see.
council, which is hardcore leftist,
Yeah.
runs a lot of the show anyway.
And you know, folks, that's what Seth and I have been talking about. The New York City Council has a lot of power, and they're just as hard left as Mamdani. And that's the scary thing, is that now they have a mayor who agrees with them completely. So we'll see. Anyway, we're running way, way, way long. Folks, thank you for listening. This is our new season, although I think it's just like the old seasons, just later on. And we will see you next week. Sefton, take it away.
Thank you, CBD, and all of you. God bless you all for hitting the tip jar, for commenting, and for being there and sending us your love and support. And we appreciate you more than you know. And hang in there, keep the faith, and we shall endeavor to persevere. And let's hope that that brave, wonderful ICE officer in Minneapolis gets awarded a citation for valor because he sure deserves it. Watch the hate mail come flowing in from the left. Good.
There you go.
Let them hate me as long as you click the links. And have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week on the next one here at the
Thanks for
Cocktail
listening,
Newsletter
folks.
of Speech Radio Network.
There you go. Thanks for listening, folks.